In a monthly update, the Agriculture Department lowered its estimate of the global wheat crop by 15.3 million metric tons to 645.7 million, mostly on a 13 million ton reduction in the former Soviet Union, including an 8 million ton drop in Russian production to 45 million. In Chicago, analyst Jerry Goodell of North American Risk Management Services called the revisions to world wheat output breathtaking.
We haven't seen that kind of number adjustments from the USDA in quite some time, but when you're talking about 100 degree temperatures in Moscow for weeks on end here, and that continuing on into the Siberian spring wheat areas, definitely a big factor there. And moving up the demand for wheat, and also the ongoing concern about this dry weather over there is that it's going to also impact their winter wheat planting.
With declines in foreign production, USDA upped both its forecast for U.S. wheat exports in the coming year by 200 million bushels and its projected season average price by 50 cents a bushel to $5.20. According to the government, a bin-busting U.S. corn and soybean harvest is in the making. The corn crop was estimated at 13.4 billion bushels, with per-acre yields figured at a record 165 bushels. Soybeans were pegged at a record 3.4 billion bushels on a record tying yield of 44 bushels per acre. USDA added 100 million bushels to corn exports and 65 million to bean shipments. Dan Bossi of Ag Resource Company said an aging U.S. export infrastructure will be put to the test.
One of the problems I'm having as an analyst right now is my commercial friends keep telling me that the Gulf and PNW are pretty much sold out of fobbing capacity. By that I'm saying loadouts from now until the middle of December. If that's the case and the Chinese are buying a million tons of beans a week, the corn demand export profile is shifting upwards, as we saw with sales this morning, and we now have wheat for sale, it's a lot of pressure on our export profile to get it all out the door from now until when Latin America comes on board in mid or late December.
USDA hiked its season average price forecast for soybeans by 40 cents to $9.25 and for corn by a nickel to $3.80. Meanwhile, USDA penciled in an 18,530,000 bale U.S. cotton crop, 52% above last year's harvest, and projected exports at 15 million bales, 700,000 more than last month's guess. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.